الحمد لله، سلام على عباده. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا أنا ربك رب العزة أما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There are four things that we usually talk about that keep us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That keep us from coming close towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is shaitan. That's what Allah said in the Quran, that he is your enemy. You should take him as your enemy. Number two is our nafs. Number three is this dunya. And from here what we can take is world or dunya can be taken to mean as the love for this world. Love for ghairullah, love for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeps us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghairullah, which keeps us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the love for this world. And the fourth thing is makhluk, creation. By which we mean that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unlawful love for the creation that distracts and deludes and deceives a person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today we'll talk about a fifth thing, and this is perhaps something which we can relate to, which also stops us and distracts us from coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this fifth thing is called ghaflat. Ghaflat means two things. One, it means laziness. That's the most simple English translation of this word, ghaflat. But there's another way in which we can describe ghaflat. That is to have this uncaring attitude. And it's a new way that we will define ghaflat today. Because really, as in if you see, anytime any person is in a relationship, you can either be caring in that relationship, or they can be uncaring in that relationship. For example, if there is a child and a parent, and the mother and father feel that my son or daughter is not caring towards me, doesn't bother towards what I say, then because they disagree, or not because they're busy, not because they want to do something else, but simply because of ghaflat. Simply the child is lazy. It means that the child is simply uncaring towards his parent. But what is actually the source of this laziness? And this is actually where most of us make this mistake. That when we think that laziness or a ghaflat in itself it's a source, that actually is wrong. Because actually laziness is not a source, not an illness in itself. Rather, it's a symptom of an illness. It's a sign of an illness. And the illness actually is the core, the essential, the real illness is that we are uncaring. We have this attitude of being uncaring. That is the real illness. And laziness is just a symptom of that illness. Because if you see, if you value something, if you respect someone, you love and care about someone, then you won't be lazy about your duties, about your rights and responsibilities in that relationship. It's not possible. Why? Because you have this emotions of love, respect, you care about that person. For example, you see that when you fall in love with someone, you will never have ghaflat in that relationship. You'll never have ghaflat towards your beloved, because they love their beloved. They make sure that they're extremely prompt, extremely dynamic, extremely active, extremely proactive in the relationship with their beloved. That's why sometimes we give the story of Layla and Majnun. What's the real essence there? One cannot imagine that Majnun, he did not have love for Layla. You cannot also say that Majnun never had a ghaflat towards Layla. That's the core. Never had this laziness or lackadaisical attitude in his relationship towards Layla. You ask Majnun, did you not visit Layla today? He wouldn't say that I did not go because I was simply too lazy to go. It's not possible for him to say this, as he knows that he will not miss a day in visiting her. If he does, then that will show an uncaring attitude, a lazy attitude towards him. Basically, laziness is not an illness, it's a symptom of illness. It's that evil which is born in us due to our uncaring attitude. If a child has a caring attitude towards his parents, he will never do ghaflat. Whenever his parents ask him to do something, he'll make sure to do it beforehand. He'll make sure that he knows what are the needs, what are the wants of his parents, and try to fulfill them, sometimes even before he's asked to fulfill them. Basically, this, he will be proactive in this relationship. And the proactive, it's a very nice word to use in English language because it describes what a relationship should be. It describes the relationship which a husband should have with his wife and the wife should have with her husband. So you can, there are two extremes. Sometimes the wives usually complain from their husband that when I ask him to do something, it's usually the last thing on his mind to do. He will remember everything else and will forget what I asked him. I sent him to the store. He'll find all the different types of interesting things, but in that he'll forget what I asked him to buy. He's not attentive to my needs. He's not caring to my needs. On the other hand, there'll be other husbands who have this caring attitude, attentive attitude. Like when they think, They'll think even before about their needs of the spouses. They will want and try to fulfill them before being asked for it. This is being proactive. And now the real problem is, so these were examples from our dunya. These were examples of our relationships in this dunya. But the ultimate relationship we have is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the real problem. We have ghaflat towards Allah's path. And if you see the way you describe something, it's going to change the effect you're going to feel in your heart. Sometimes we just gift wrap our emotions, gift wrap our weaknesses and faults. You don't do something in vain. You're going to say that I was just lazy. Now this is just a big excuse, a big deception, a delusion. We delude ourselves that we don't feel bad anymore after this. I was just lazy. I missed my fajr. I was lazy. I missed my muraqabah, my zikr. I was lazy. I missed my istighfar, my durood. I was lazy. I missed my tilawat of Quran. I was lazy. And the feeling we try to give to ourselves is to justify our action. By saying this, I don't feel bad anymore. I've reduced the sensitivity of missing that ibadah. We think that we have given or represented or presented a good enough reason for not doing something that was farz or wajib or even nafil. Since we think that we are the master of procrastination, we can excuse this way. I'm lazy by nature. One more addition. I'm a lazy person. Just my temperament that I'm lazy in everything of my life. I'm lazy in my studies. I'm lazy in eating, etc. This laziness is not the attitude in a relationship. You cannot mess up a relationship by just using this one word, laziness. If we use this word, then it just messes up our relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Now, just think that instead of using the word laziness, if we use and replace another, just replace this word with another thing, another word. Use the word uncaring. It will change the entire effect being caused on the heart. For example, if one day you don't wake up for Fajr and you say that I was lazy, you won't feel bad about it. But if you say that I was uncaring towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this directly address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I was uncaring towards you. This will change the whole effect on your heart. Change of this one word is going to change the way you describe things, the way you feel things, the way you view things. In Urdu may we say this, the tabir, you change the tabir of that word. Really, we should stop making the excuses for ourselves that we are lazy. Even though in some stages that is actually true. But the cause of this laziness is not that we are lazy in terms of temperament, in terms of our mizaj, in terms of our personalities, in terms of our habits, in terms of our ibadah. Now we come into the big word, ibadah. You ask a person, normally a Muslim, he says that I can't do ibadah because I'm lazy. Sometimes a person will use that for farz ibadah. Sometimes for sunnah ibadah. Sometimes for nafil. I don't offer prayers. Don't read Quran. This continues. But we have to now build this temperament that laziness is just not enough. It's not a good enough excuse. Not an acceptable reason. And the way to do this is by changing this word from laziness to uncaring. And think and imagine that now we should say that I didn't offer prayers 5 times a day because I was uncaring towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't follow the sunnah because I don't care about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't read Quran because I don't care about Quran. I don't do istighfar for my sins because I don't care about my sins. I don't send durood or blessings in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because I don't care about him. I don't make zikr because I don't care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the actual way we should think. This is the actual way we should say. In fact, this is the reality that we are uncaring. It's not that we are lazy. The reality, the hakikat is that we are uncaring. And we can only get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once we become caring in our relationship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And caring means that now we want to strive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in Quran, that no human being is going to get anything in this world, whether it be of religion, whether it be of something of the dunya also, nothing, except that you must make effort for it. Except that you must strive towards that. If I ask you, can you get a degree without studying? Can you teach education without studying? Can you read Quran without an ayah? Can you read fiqh without problems, without masail? Can you study math without numbers? Can you study geography without places? Can you study history without dates and events? You say no. Why does it make you think that we can become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ibadat, without some mujahidah, without some sa'i, without some struggle, without some striving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path? We can never become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we have this uncaring attitude to it. You should think that how can I become happy with him when he should be the most important thing in my life? Out of all the relationships, this is the one relationship which I have to fix. My relationship with him must be the most important thing in my life. That is something which we should try for. Now the place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, make that mujahid. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ, that person, those people, جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, who make mujahida, in our path, in coming close to us, in coming, in journeying towards us, in drawing themselves close to us, fina, in our path, la nahdi yannahum subulana, and surely, certainly, most definitely, we will guide them on multiple paths towards us. This is an ayah in Quran, a rule, a principle laid down in Quran. That whoever makes that mujahida in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up not just one way, not just one path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up multiple paths of coming close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself takes the responsibility of guiding that person to this. And the interesting thing is that we know this ayah, we are aware, we experience this ayah when it comes to our dunya. We are experts of this ayah. We can make this mujahida, we make this so much mujahida in our dunya. We see the fruits of those mujahida. Only we can turn towards deen and start making that mujahida, that struggle. Like another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, that don't be amongst the ghafileen. The hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that of all the different categories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed and pinpointed this category, they don't be amongst the ghafileen. But this actually is the core, that when a person is ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she is not aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, absent-minded, then it becomes very easy for that person to slip into sin. Shaitan can take over that person. You can sin. Your nafs can take over you, make you commit all types of vulgar, fahash and fujur. It becomes very easy because now a person is not aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's ghafil. That's why sometimes Mashaikh mentioned zikr, because zikr is the opposite of ghaflat. Zikr means to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghaflat means to be, not to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we gave a whole bayan yesterday about zikr being the fortress of a mu'min which protects his wajibat, his faraiz, his sunnah. We should try to become people of effort, people who make progress in our deen. And really, this is why we have these regular activities. Let's just say that in our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this whole concept, the concept of repetition, that you should repeat amal, repeat your amal, repeat deed. And why? Because you need to remind yourself, right? Let's just take this example. We have this program every Sunday. Basically, we come online every week, and the purpose is to re-motivate ourselves. And we've been doing for so many months now. But now we need to take this one step further. Take this one level further. I need the motivation, not just from this program, but I need to be motivated for the rest of my life. I need to come to the program, and then I need to take that motivation back with me. And I need to start making progress. This is the key word. Make progress. Like we make progress in our dunya. You ask someone, you say that I'm a high school kid. You ask some, any high school kid, they'll tell you what he wants to become. Give you his idea of progress in dunya. That I want to go to college. I want to get a bachelor's degree. Then I want to get a master's degree. Then I want to become a PhD. Then postdoctorate. Then I want to teach, become an associate professor. Then I want to become a professor, head of department, all the way. That is his idea of progress. Any field to pick up. Want to make progress. How sad and how tragic it is that that same person, if you ask him that what's your idea about deen, they ask him how many surahs do you know right now, you say perhaps maybe I know 20 surahs of Quran. Next year ask him how many surahs do you know of Quran, 20, same 20, no effect. Third year, same 20 surahs. He won't feel anything wrong. That's our attitude towards deen. This lack of progress, something which is very difficult for us to do. In fact, there's a very scary ayah in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually gradually lowers people and they won't even realize it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gradually but surely will lower the ranks of people. They'll go low in their ibadah. They'll go low in their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll go low in their faraiz, wajibat, nafil, zikr, istighfar, all of those things. They'll go low and they won't even realize it. Allah, very scary act. And I think that sometimes that happens to us a lot. But over time, we don't realize it, but our a'mal, our actions, our taqwa, our jazba, our kayfiyat, we just taper off. What we need to do is that we need to focus on making progress, making some mujahidah. No matter how slow that progress is, but we need to continually keep making that progress. And that is something that I think is critical. I think one way, and again, tasawwuf and tazkiyah is not the only way of making progress. But there are certain features in tazkiyah and tasawwuf that enable us to make that progress very rapidly, very quickly. And there are many different fuels for that engine, and tazkiyah is also one powerful fuel. And two fuels that can really drive our movement on this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very simply, number one is ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilm. And number two is ishq, knowledge and love. Here by knowledge, we don't mean the technical knowledge or the final points of Sharia, of Usul, Tafsir, no. We just mean, in basic sense, knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Manner, and we use it to assess ourselves. We can ask ourselves this question, that am I following the sunnah? That doesn't mean that there's a checklist and I just mark myself against the checklist. No. The question means that have I made myself the way the Prophet wants me to be? Have I made myself the type of ummati that the Prophet wanted to be? If I don't have that yet, that I'm not following the sunnah. And in terms of progress, that is the real progress. It's not to learn some fancy terms about the server, tazkiyah, think about fana and baka. That's not the purpose in itself. The purpose is to make that progress, to become how the Prophet wants us to become like. Sometimes we are so stagnant that we don't even make that 1% progress. We have to track ourselves. For example, think that from last Sunday to this Sunday, I haven't made myself even 1% more of the way the Prophet wanted me to be. Even if it's just 1%, we have to make that progress. Otherwise, let me tell you what would happen is, it will start to drift away. It will start drifting. For example, when you're afloat in the ocean and you have no movement, then you will start drifting away with the waves. Even without movement, you're not stationary, you're still moving. But that's not movement in your control, you're drifting. And that's why the mashayikh actually refer to the suluk, that this is a suluk, it's a journey. And the salik is the person who is a traveler on this journey. Right? Because concept is that you have to make this journey. You have to be in control of this journey. You have to be a traveler. You have to keep traveling. You have to keep making that progress. Because if we stop the progress, then it doesn't mean that we are stationary. It means that we are drifting away. Just like the waves take us away. And there's something else we should be afraid about. We should have some fear, some hope about this. A lot of us, we don't have that fear. We have that ujub inside of us. That arrogance. That we don't fear drifting away don't fear drifting away from the deen of Islam. We don't fear drifting away from the Prophet. We should have a fear of this. And then we should use that fear to motivate ourselves to make that progress. We should think that if I don't make progress, it's not that I would be able, I'll just be standing still. I'm going to be drifting in the other direction. That's why it's so critical that we keep moving, keep having this movement. We have to make ourselves the way the Prophet wants us to be. And what helps us in this movement is what we call ilm and ishq. So we mentioned ilm and now ishq. Really, this is the fuel, right? For any journey, you need to have the knowledge, you need to have that map of that journey, some guide, some roadmap, the way you have to head to, what's your destination. And then you need to have that fuel. And the fuel in this journey is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the second thing which we are lacking. We're lacking the knowledge, we're lacking the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we don't make that movement. And that is why Amr Shaykh did teach Zikr, Askar, that a person can get that love. You get the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, it becomes very easy. In fact, I'll tell you this little bit about the essence and the joy of tazkiyah. If a person can get this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire deen becomes a piece of cake for him. You have zabardast cheez hai love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person can get that flame just lighted up in his heart, the flame just full of, that heart which is full of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, Sharia becomes the most easiest thing for him to do. And the best way to get this love is through zikr. That's why the whole, we talk so much about zikr, virtues of zikr, the merits of zikr, because it's something, it gives you something which is so extremely important, so extremely powerful in our deen. It's the fuel of our ibadah. The fuel of our deen. Think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Have those special moments, exclusive time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any way, just to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be amongst the ghafilin. Be amongst the zakirin. Zakirin Allah kaseera wa zakirat. Those male believers remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Those female believers remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. And now, if you look actually at the life of our mashayikh, we'll see that there were people who used to make that mujahidah. They won't waste any aspect of their life, any moment of their life. Allahu Akbar. They're so conscious and aware of this time they were spending in this dunya. Because they knew the worth of this time, that every second counts. Every second will help them make something of their akhirah. It's fikr of it. They used to have that worry. And then literally, if you observe their lives closely, you'll notice that they don't waste any second of their life. Literally. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity to spend time in the company of our Shaykh. And for many years now, we have been observing our Shaykh. And I can tell you, absolute honesty, that one thing we have noticed about our own Shaykh, as the Shaykh of the God, Ahmed Naqshbandi, that was Barakat, is that never have we seen him wasting even a single moment in his life. Never. Every moment he's something, some work of being. Even planning their transits. Have to go from one place to another, we have a 3-hour transit. Waste that time. Our mashayikh, they're so attuned to the importance of time, to the importance of making that mujahidah. They're planning their transits. It will be 3 hours in London, it will be 3 hours in Dubai, 3 hours in Riyadh. What will we do in those 3 hours? They have a schedule for their transits, how to spend their time in transit. From Fajr to Ishraq, we'll do this. From Ishraq to Chasht, we'll do this. From Chasht to Zohar, we'll do this. From Zohar to Asr, we'll do this. Asr to Maghrib, this. Maghrib to Isha, this. Isha ke baad, divide the night in three portions. First portion will do this. Second portion will do this. Third portion will do this. That's the way they plan. The masters of planning. Sometimes when we spend time in the Shaykh, we learn this. How to be aware of our time. For us, we are so unaware of our time that chunks and hours pass by, we are just unaware, heedless. And here they're aware of every second of their life. Every moment of their life. Trying to do as much Qamar al-Sali as possible. Last time you mentioned on last Friday, that when a person does good deed, one benefit is that it wipes away a person's sin. Many of us are struggling in our deen because they're still sinning. But at least if we can improve our positive side also, sometimes it becomes difficult to leave sin. And sometimes we give a whole bayan on leaving sin. But there is also another side to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, if you can become people of amal salih, if you can become the salihin, people who do righteous deeds, increase our positive side. That also sometimes helps wipe away the sins of that person. Inna al-hasanat yuzhibu al-sayyi'at. That the good deeds will wipe away the bad deeds of that person. In a beautiful hadith, it's a long hadith, but it shows the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when a person sinned, then the angels are about to write that sin down in the book of deeds, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops the angels. They don't write down. Not yet. That person commits another sin, second sin. The angels want to write that down also. They're also, once again, stopped. Not yet. Third sin, fourth sin, fifth sin. That person commits five consecutive sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops the angels. They don't write it down. And then that same person commits, or the same person does some amal as-salih, some one good deed. And then all of you know that in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then one good deed is equivalent to 10 good deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that write this as 10 good deeds and then set 5 bad deeds against the 5 good deeds, cancel those 5 bad deeds, and then write in the name Amal that this person has committed 5 good deeds. Allah. This person committed 5 sins followed by one good deed. And what's written in his name Amal? 5 good deeds. This is the incredible power of doing actions. Even small actions. Anything. One subhanallah. Allah, but we don't have the mathematical calculation now, but our Shaykh of this Umrah, he opened this up. There's a hadith, a beautiful hadith, where Sayyidina Rasulullah has also mentioned that when a person says subhanallah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a portion in Jannah. And the size of that portion is that, I forget now, that if there's a Arabic, if there's a horse of Arabi Nasr Kadhola, and if it's running for 70 years, and the musafat of the distance which it travels in that time, that is the amount, that is the distance, or that is the distance of the portion which you'll get in Jannah. Subhanallah. And then our Shaykh actually did some mathematical calculation, he said, I'm forgetting how many earths that comes out to be. That's the reward a person gets by saying one subhanallah. Our mashayikh used to be so aware, he used to be so wanting to increase in the ibadah. It's mentioned by one of them that he used to eat dry rice and dry curry. And someone asked him that, why do you eat this? He said that, actually I made a comparison one day that if I eat dry rice and dry curry, and I compared that to eating rice with gravy and rice with, or curry which has some more gravy in it. So I made this comparison And I realize that when I'm eating that which has more gravy in it, then I lose out enough time, and at that time I can recite 70 more subhanallah. So for the last 20 years, I've been eating dry rice with dry curry, and I can recite 70 more subhanallah in my day. So much fikr, so much worry about increasing their amal. Once on Umrah, our own sheikh, he wanted to buy a musalla for his family. So we went with our sheikh, and there's also another khadim, or another helper, our sheikh. So all three of us, we went to one shop to buy that musalla. And when the time came to make that payment, so one of the helper, our sheikh, he said that we are to allow us the opportunity to make that payment. So our sheikh said that no. But he then pleaded, very close, pleaded that Sheikh, to become a source of Nijat, and whenever your family will pray, we'll get the reward. And we're so dire, we are so needy of that reward, we're so needy of that ajr and sawab. It would be such a big blessing, such a tremendous ihsan of you if you'll just make us or enable us, grant this opportunity to make this payment. And then our Sheikh said that, I'm actually in more need than you of this sawab. I'm actually in more need than you of this reward from Allah SWT. This is how much fikr they had. Even in mundane things, they're niyat, trying to increase in the amount of salah. And this is something which we are lacking. So I just end with another beautiful hadith. It's a long hadith. It's mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all of humanity. Will be gathered on that day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift up Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to some place in here, some aerial position, where he'll be able to have an aerial view of the entire ummah. All the ummahs will be in front of him. And then he'll look at all the ummahs, and then you'll notice that there's one person who's being dragged away by the angels of Jahannam. They're taking him to Jahannam. And that person would actually be from the ummah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will then run towards Sayyidina Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and say to him, Ya Rasulullah, there's this one person from your ummah who's been dragged away by the angels who are taking him to Jahannam. And when the Prophet will hear this, he will tighten his lower garment. And then he'll follow Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to that place where that angel is dragging that person. The Arabic mawta, tehbat kaslina, right? When a person wants to do something, they're committed, they're motivated, they're focused, they want to achieve some task, that's the phrase which they use. It will tighten our lower garment. When the Prophet will reach that place, he will see and he will say to the angels that this person is from my ummah, so you should stop, don't take him. So the angels will say that you don't know, we are very strict, we are very firm. We have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will carry on with this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shouldn't come in the way. Then the Prophet will go in sajda. And then he'll raise up and look at the sky. And he'll hold his beard with his left hand. This actually is one way in which the Arabs used to implore the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'd hold their beard with their left hand and then seek and try to peek up to the sky, trying to attract the mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what Prophet ﷺ will do. And then he will say to Allah, Ya Allah, didn't you promise me in the dunya that you won't make me mayus about my ummah? That you won't grieve me regarding my ummah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say yes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angels that stop, take him back. So that person will now be taken back to to that place where amal are being weighed. And once again, his amal will be weighed. And nothing will change. His bad side will still be heavier. Why? Because nothing changed. And then still, since the bad side is heavier, he will have to go to Jahannam. But when the, at that time, the Prophet he will place a chip, a small piece of paper, and mention that the piece of paper will be the size of an index finger. And he'll place that paper on the side of the, on the side of the good deeds. And when he places that paper, then the side of the good deeds will become heavy. And it will be decided that this person will go to Jannat. So the angels of Jannat will come and take that person towards Jannat. Now this man is completely confused. What's happening with him? So as he is walking towards Jannat, he'll ask the angels, "Let's stop, wait a second. I want to know who was that man. And what did he place in my name Amal? On the scales." So the angel will stop and then he'll ask, say, "Who are you?" And then the Prophet, then Prophet will say that, "I'm your Nabi. I'm your Prophet. And this one chit was that one durood which you recited in the dunya upon me." So if one durood can save a person, take that person from Jahannam to Jannat, so this is an opportunity. This dunya is an opportunity which we have to increase in as much durood as we can. Increase in our durood and salawat, istighfar, dhikr, raqabah. We should try to use this time wisely. Try to get rid of that lackadaisical attitude, that laziness, an uncaring attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to do amal on what was said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift us out from this laziness and make us such that it's pleasing to Him, increasing in our ibadah, by increasing in our amal of salih. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Before we make dua, we'll do a short silent dhikr of the heart. And as Prophet said in Quran, "Wazkur Rabbaka fi nafsik," and you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside of your nafs, i.e. inside of your qalb. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wazkur isma Rabbik," and you should remember the name of your Rabb. Abu Shaykh has taught this zikr, which is called zikr-e-qalbi, which means to do amal on these two ayah. And the way is that we should disconnect ourselves from everything else in this world and focus all our attention on our heart, on our qalb. And then use our heart to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just disconnect yourself now, close your eyes, bow your head, and make this niyat. Ya Allah, I'm disconnecting myself from everything else in this world and I'm connecting my heart to your zikr, to your remembrance. Ya Allah, you have said in Quran, "Fazkuruni azkurkum," that you remember me and I will remember you. So Ya Allah, I'm making zikr in my heart, I'm remembering your name, your ism-e-azam, ism-e-julana, Allah. And if my heart is saying Allah, 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 and I ask you that you send your rahmah upon my heart, purify my heart, clean my heart of its sins, and my heart is calling upon your name, as if my heart is saying secretly, silently, as if my heart is saying Allah, 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 and I'm listening to the zikr of my heart.
سبحان ربي العظيم وحمد الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد
وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. وأنا يا رب كريم يا رب كريم يا الله يا من يرى الرب يا رب إله يا رب كريم وشكرا ونكسبت يو يا رب كريم يا كائن جنرس رب يا من يكفيتد أس يا جرشت أس يا نرشت أس يا سستيند أس from the moment you're born from today, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, you've given us so many blessings, so many ni'mah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are drowning in your blessings. We are drowning in your ni'mah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, zalamana anfusana. But Ya Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have allowed ourselves to become distant from you. We have allowed ourselves to become lazy in our relationship with you. We have allowed ourselves to become ghafil with you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, zalamana anfusana. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you have allowed ourselves to become distant from deen, become distant from Sayyidina Rasulullah, distant from Sharia, Sunnah, and Quran. Ya Rabbi Kareem, so many different ways. Ya Allah, you have allowed ourselves to become distant from you. Zalamana anfusana. Wa illam taghfir lana. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you don't have mercy on us. You don't forgive us. وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا If you don't shower us with your rahmah and your forgiveness, your mercy, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Ya Allah, surely you'll be amongst the lost ones. You'll be amongst the khasireen. You'll be amongst the utter losers. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we come to you today in tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we come to you in sincere repentance today. Ya Allah, we ask you to, Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive all our sins in the previous life. Ya Allah, forgive all the sins which we committed in the previous life. Ya Allah, forgive all the sins which we committed in the day, all the sins which we committed in the night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, all the sins which we remember, all the sins which we don't even remember. Ya Rabbi Kareem, all the sins which we did with our heart, which we did with our eyes, which we did with our tongue, any and every part of our body. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you know. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you know. Al-Imam Bizzat al-Sudur. You're that being who knows what's inside of us, Sudur, what's inside of our breast. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we can hide our sins from Makhluk, but Ya Allah, we can never hide our sins from you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Forgive those sins which you and only you alone know about ourselves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for those inner sins in our heart, for those inner unlawful emotions in our heart, for those unlawful desires in our heart, for those unlawful feelings in our heart, for those unlawful thoughts in our mind. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us such that we can remain firm and stay away from sins. Ya Allah, we make tawbah to you, but then we break our tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us, establish us on tawbah, make us amongst the tawabeen, make us such that if we sin, never do we sin except that we turn to you in repentance and tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us such that we can leave our sins from our own ailments, from our own intentions. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want to become amongst those people who are true in their tawbah. We want to reach that high level of taqwa, that life which is pleasing to you, that life which is away from those things which are displeasing to you, those things which are even slightly distasteful to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want to come close to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, these sins, they are an obstacle in our way. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you out of your infinite mercy, your infinite rahmah, infinite hidayah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, make it easy for us to leave sins. Take us out from all our sins, those sins which we know, those sins which we don't even know. Ya Rabbi Kareem, take us out from those opportunities of sin. Ya Rabbi, take us out from those places of sin, from those relationships of sin, from those people of sin, from those things which lead us towards sin, from anything and everything which reminds us of sin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, wipe away the effects of sin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, wipe away the effects of sin from our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, surely, Ya Allah, you've said in Quran that whatever worries and depressions, anxieties we face in our life, it's only because of our sins. Ya Allah, we do ikrar of our jurum. Ya Allah, we do ikrar of being disloyal to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have seen in dunya that people who do ikrar of their jurum, that people who plead guilty, Ya Allah, the court gives them a light of punishment. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we come to you. We are guilty people. We plead our guilt. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, but we also make tawbah to you. Ya Allah, you are tawwab. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wipe away the records of sin. wipe away the effects of sin. Ya Allah, wipe away the records from a book of deed. Wipe away the records from those memories of those angels who wrote down that sin, from those sins, from those lenses which we committed as those sins, from those places on which we sinned. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamal la zamba lahu. Ya Allah, these are the words of your beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, that person who makes true tawbah, it's as if he has never sinned. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us such a ta'ib. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us such a ta'ib. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we want to turn to you today. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove all the effects of sin from our life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the emptiness we feel in our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you know the state of our hearts. Ya Allah, these hearts are saddened. Ya Allah, these hearts are blackened. These hearts are hardened. Ya Allah, we present our hearts to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, revive that heart. Ya Allah, revive and fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with your muhabbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, purify our dead hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, purify our impure hearts. Purify our unclean hearts. Ya Allah, you are the Muzakki Hakiki. Ya Allah, no tazkiyah can be done except that you will. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we turn to your rahmah today. Ya Allah, we turn to your rahmah. We gaze at your rahmah. Ya Allah, that's the only umid, the only hope which we have today. Ya Rabbi Kareem, it's only and only in your rahmah. It's only and only in your maghfirah. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, decree for us this tazkiyah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, purify our hearts, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, purify our hearts of all its sins, of all those inner sins, of ghibat, of will, of hirs, of tama, of hasad, of bughuz, of arrogance, of hatred, spite, malice, all the sins, Ya Rabbi Kareem, which are displeasing to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, adorn our hearts with all the sifat and mu'minana which are pleasing to you, which are loving to you, which you've mentioned in Quran. Make us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, amongst the sabireen, that we can get your ma'iyat. Inna allaha ma'as sabireen. You know, we also want to get that ma'iyat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, decree for us to become amongst the sabireen. Ya Rabbi, make us amongst the shakireen, those people who are grateful to you. Ya Rabbi, make us amongst the mutawakkileen, amongst the muttaqeen, amongst the mutatahireen, amongst the tawabeen, amongst the muhsineen, amongst the mustabfireen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept us to follow in the footsteps of the Nabiyeen, of the Shuhada, of the Siddiqeen and Saliheen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us firmness in our iman. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you know the state and the day and age in which we are living in. It's a day and age of fitna, it's a day and age of fasad. The day and age, we are surrounded by so much which is against the deen. There's so much which takes us away from you. So much to disconnect us from you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we don't want to lead that disconnected life. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, connect us to you. Make us firm in our iman. Ya Allah, make us firm in our iman in you. Firm in our iman in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make us firm in our iman on each and everything of the deen. Each and everything of Quran, Sunnah, and Sharia. Ya Allah, whatever doubts we have about the Sharia, Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove those doubts from our heart. Remove those shak or shubhat which we have in our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, take us out from the deception of our nafs. Take us out from the deception of shaitan. Ya Allah, you've said in Quran that shaitan is our enemy. Shaitan is your enemy. Shaitan is our enemy. We should take him as our enemy. We should view him as our enemy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have been neglectful of this. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have been partners in sin with shaitan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make tawbah of this sin today. Ya Rabbi, make tawbah of this. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, extract us from this sin. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us protection against shaitan. We seek your refuge, Ya Allah. We want to come in your protection, Ya Allah, against shaitan, against our nafs. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us protection against our nafs. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us such that shaitan has no effect on us. Ya Allah, there are people you mentioned in Quran that shaitan cannot be musallat on them. Shaitan cannot harm them. Ya Allah, we also want to become among those people. Make us such that shaitan cannot lead us astray. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we hear stories about your pious, other pious elders. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that he used to take a path and shaitan used to take another path. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those were also your people. Those were also your ibad. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us such an ibad al-salih, Ya Rabbi make us such an ibad al-mu'mineen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, take us out from the temptations of our nafs. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have this nafs-i ammara, a nafs which commands us towards sin, which commands us towards those things which are displeasing to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we are leading a life, we are leading the slavery of our nafs. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are sick and tired of this slavery. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, take us out from this slavery. Make us your slaves, Ya Allah. Make us Abdullah, Abduka, Ya Allah. Make us your Abd, Ya Rabbi. Ya Allah, we are your Abd. You are our Rabb. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Make us, Ya Allah, grant us that Ubudiyah. Grant us that Maqam-e Ubudiyah. Grant us that sweetness of Ubudiyah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us, Ya Allah, take us out from the deception of our nafs. Make our nafs according to the Sharia. Grant us that nafs mutmainna which you mentioned in Quran. Grant us that nafs which you are so happy with, which you are so pleasing, which is so pleasing to you. Ya Allah, grant us that nafs mutmainna, that nafs which is happy on the deen, with which you are happy. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us a qalb-e saleem, a pure heart, a qalb-e muneeb, a heart which yearns for you, a heart which desires you, a heart which yearns for you, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your desires, with your yearning. Ya Allah, fill our minds with thoughts about you, with thinking about you, with feelings for you, with emotions for you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, connect us to you, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, increase us in our rank in your eyes. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you mentioned that certain people, ulaika al-muqarrabun, that those people whom you yourself have drawn close to you, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we also want to come close to you. Ya Allah, we have nothing to offer to you. We have no amal to offer to you. But Ya Allah, we have this deep desire in our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, nothing else. We have this deep love in our heart, this yearning in our heart, that we also want to be among the Muqarribun, those people whom you draw close to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us, accept us for this qurb, Ya Allah. Accept us for this closeness, Ya Allah. Accept us for this closeness, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, grant us your wilayat. Ya Allah, make us among your friends, those people with whom you are pleased. Ya Allah, we want to make you our friend. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, accept us for your friendship. Ya Allah, connect us to those people who are your true friends, the awliya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Yes, we've seen in dunya, we say in English, that a friend is a friend, that a friend of a friend is a friend. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us a friend of your friend. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us a friend of your friend. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us your friend, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept us for this path of tawbah. Accept us for this path of repenting to you. And Ya Allah, grant us a life in future that we can stay true to this tawbah. We can stay firm on this tawbah. We can be istiqamah on this tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we want to lead a life of tawbah. We want to lead a life of taqwa. Ya Allah, we make this intention. We present this intention to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept this intention from us. Ya Allah, accept us for the revival of our iman, for the renewal of our iman. Ya Allah, decree for us this life of iman. Decree for us this life of Islam. Decree for us this life of ihsan. Ya Allah, grant us this Qur'ani life, this Nabavi life, this Sunnah life, this life which is pleasing to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, take us out from all those things which are slightly displeasing to you, which are even slightly displeasing, distasteful to you. Ya Allah, from the tips of our hair to the soles of our feet, Ya Allah, make us such that we are, that you are pleased with us, that we are pleased with you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, from the exterior to our interior, Ya Allah, make us according to the deen, make us according to the Qur'an, according to the Sunnah, according to the Sharia. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this gathering, Ya Allah, we have gathered here, some of us have traveled so far to come to you, to come seeking and searching for you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this intention, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Nothing, Ya Rabbi Kareem, these footsteps that people took to come to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have seen in dunya, that if someone comes at someone's house, and they have traveled a far distance to come to someone's house, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have seen in dunya that even people of dunya, they also open their doors, they also bring the guest in. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, some of us have traveled to come to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we're knocking at your door. Ya Allah, open your door of rahmah for us today. Open the doors of guidance for us today. Open these doors of tawbah for us today. Ya Allah, open these doors of taqwa for us today. Ya Allah, let us in, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Let us in your protection, Ya Allah. Under your guidance, Ya Allah. Under your protection, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, grant us decree for this life which we can lead close to you, in closeness with you, in proximity with you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us that qurb. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, come on, share us always with your rahmah. Share us always with your guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. We have traveled with no other niyat other than to please you. We have no other intention than to come close to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. We have no amal to offer to you. Ya Allah, your pious servants, when they come to you, they have all these amal to present to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are of your ummah. We are the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those people who have no other action, who have no good deeds to present to you. Ya Allah, we are empty. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Shaitan has robbed us of all our amal and niyat and hypocrisy in our intentions. Ya Allah, we have lost all our amal, all our good deeds. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have nothing to present to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we come to you only and only with your rahmah, only and only on the hope that Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, that you have said in Quran, that Ya Allah, your rahmat is more wasi than your anger, that your rahmat, your mercy is more wasi, is more broad than your anger. Ya Allah, our eyes are just gazing at your rahmah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, out of your rahmah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, decree us for this life of Qubuliyya, this life which is accepting to you, which is pleasing to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali. Ya Rabbi Kareem, our sins are huge, but your maghfirat is even more greater than our sins. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have no hope in our amal, our only hope. Only our sole hope is and only your rahmah, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, take us out from this life of sin. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you said in Quran that when a sail comes to you, when a beggar comes to you, then you should not turn him away. فَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Then you should not turn him away. That Ya Allah, today we come to you as sail in your court. Ya Rabbi Kareem, asking you, we're begging to you, we're crying to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, don't turn us empty-handed. Don't return us away. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, fill our hearts, fill our life with happiness, fill our life with success. Ya Allah, grant us the success in the dunya. Grant us the hasanat of this dunya. Grant us the hasanat of the akhirah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us your qurb, Ya Allah. And if we have your qurb, if we can become close to you, we need nothing else in this dunya. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, help us come close to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, it's only and only because of our laziness you've given us so much. But Ya Allah, we are still lazy in our relationship with you. Ya Allah, that's something which is stopping us from coming towards you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to remove that laziness from us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept us tonight. Ya Allah, accept us today, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we've seen, Ya Allah, we don't want to be disgraced in this dunya. Ya Allah, no one wants to be disgraced in front of their parents. No one wants to be disgraced and humiliated in this dunya before two people. And Ya Allah, on that day, how can we, Ya Allah, how can we withstand being disgraced and humiliated in front of all the anbiya, in front of all the awliya, in front of the siddiqeen, salihin, in front of our teachers and elders? Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept our tawbah from us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we don't want to feel that disgrace. We don't want to even think about that disgrace, the humiliation. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are your weak people. We are your weak servants and slaves. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we can't even withstand. We can't even hold the burden of a few kilos on our back. How can we, Ya Allah, on that day, Ya Allah, how can we hold the burden of the sins and the tons of sins on our back? Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept our tawbah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Ar-Rahman, Ya Ar-Rahim, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with Your love. fill our life with peace and tranquility, fill our life with sukoon and itminan, with serenity and happiness. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, accept this intention from all of us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, whatever pious intentions we have, Ya Allah, you know the state of our heart, you know what's deep inside of our heart, Ya Allah, whatever khair, whatever pious deeds, whatever pious intentions we have, accept us from, you know, accept those intentions from us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us from where we cannot even imagine, from where our thoughts cannot even go. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us from your own treasures, from your own treasures. Ya Allah, grant us from your own self, Ya Allah. Grant us that ilmi ludanni, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, for the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, accept us from those to do the khidmat of deen, to do the most ahsan khidmat. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept us to become a person of Quran, to become a person of Sunnah, to become a person of Salah, to become a person of Istighfar, to become a person of Durood, to become a person of Zikr. Ya Allah, accept us and make it easy for us this path of Zikr. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, accept the, Ya Allah, accept all of us today, Ya Rabbi Kareem. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.